Station,
shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services calls for more efforts towards children's rights. ECJ urges government to ease Mino metal pollution report. And in international news, two Ghanaian ministers die in helicopter crash. And in sports news, Chipolopolo Queens maintain FIFA ranking despite WAFCON exit. Now the news in detail. A delegation from the Global Center on Adaptation, GCA, has paid a quiet call on the Minister of Education, Douglas Shakalima, as preparation intensify for the upcoming Pan-African Youth Adaptation Forum scheduled for August 8 and 9 at the University of Zambia Great East Road campus. Speaking during the meeting, Mr. Shakalima has emphasized the government's unwavering commitment to the education for all police, underscoring the role of the school system as a vital social control mechanism and a key enabler in climate resilience strategy. Mr. Shakalima has disclosed that pupils are actively engaged in tree planting activities as part of the country's effort to mitigate the hostile efforts of climate change, as proven by the 2023-2024 drought.
Kids, we feel like school-going children are easy to adapt to certain values and issues if they are taught about them.
Yes.
Okay? I always use this generic term to say that I told the president one day, because the president is obliged to go to parliament every year once to go and espouse our values, our ethics. Then I asked him, who do you talk to? He said, whoever watches TV. So I said, you talk to an audience which is damaged already.
Yeah.
To reconfigure these people to...
Meanwhile, Adraina Valizela, youth leadership and education leader at GCA, praised the Zambian government for prioritizing climate change topics within its education sector.
NAPESCO is an event organized by the United Nations that every year takes place in a different country. This year is here in Zambia. It will start on Tuesday and will be opened by also the dignitaries of the country until Friday. Then during our forum, there will be a communique highlighting key elements, including, for instance, the importance of education and also how young people can take part and how also the topic of including adaptation as part of the curriculum is essential, and how schools and others can implement concrete solutions. And this will be presented on the 12th of August, is the International Youth Day, and we will highlight.
Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, Department of Social Welfare, Director Maurice Mono, says there is need for determined effort in advocating for the rights of a child. Speaking during a co-creation meeting in Lusaka, Mr. Mono says government places great importance on issues around children in curbing their exposure to all forms of violence and abuse. He says government is actively engaging various non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and the UN agencies in implementing social behavior change plan to create awareness on various issues such as birth registration. Governance and human rights activist Noah Chisare has expressed deep concern over the lack of transparency and access to information under the current UPND government. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chisare says 4 years have passed since the new Dawn administration took office, and yet citizens remain in the dark about the development taking place in various parts of the country. Mr. Chisare says the continued load shedding has made it impossible for citizens to access basic information and knowledge about what the government is doing. He says the exporting of power has disadvantaged citizens' rights to information, and that it's time for the government to rethink its priorities.
The continued load shedding has made it impossible for citizens to access basic information, the knowledge about what the government is doing. Television, a powerful tool for showcasing development, has become a luxury that many can no longer afford due to the frequent power outages. In some residential areas, power is only available when TV news is not being broadcast, leaving citizens ignorant of what's happening in their own country.
Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has called on government to urgently release the Mino Metal Pollution Report after the U.S. Embassy withdrew of its all residents from the Copper Belt due to high contamination. ECJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo-Mwape has stressed the importance of transparency to help the public take informed precaution for health protection. She pointed out that about 500 victims in Kalusale and Luhale have received 14 to 16 million in compensation, amounting 26,000 to 30,000 per person. She says CAJ considers the payroll as inadequate and questions why other affected communities along the Kafue River, like Mokombo, Kakonde, Kapata, Chifupa, and Kamwansha, were excluded.
As the Center for Environment Justice, we stand at a very critical moment. The recent contamination alleged from the U.S. Embassy has raised serious alarm, and the Zambian government must respond to it. Transparency is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Releasing the Mino Metal Pollution Report is essential to safeguard public health. Also note that over 500 victims have so far received compensation, but too many communities such as Mokumbo, Kankonde, Kapata and others remain excluded despite suffering crop loss and environmental damage. This raises serious questions about fairness.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Information and Media says the government has normalized the situation in all affected areas where the Mino Metal contamination occurred. Speaking during a press briefing at the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unity Office, Minister of Information and Media, Conrad Mwetwa, says there is no need to alarm the country and the international community, as preliminary investigation have revealed that the pH levels in the affected areas are normalized. Mr. Mwetwa says over 200 samples were collected and have been tested and have shown that the situation has normalized, contrary to what other organizations and institutions are saying.
18 February 2025, government received a formal report from Sinometals East Zambia Limited indicating a failure of tailing dam TD15F. Upon receiving the report, the government, through the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, acted immediately by issuing a suspension of operations at the plant, followed by a physical inspection on 19 February. This culminated in the issuance of an environmental restoration order of 21st February 2025. Compelling the company to clean up affected areas, assess the extent of the environmental damage, and submit a comprehensive restoration remediation plan.
The Zambia NGO WASH Forum, a consortium of 41 NGOs championing WASH, has called on the government to prevent donor withdrawal from the WASH sector by ensuring the financial sustainability of commercial water utilities through water tariff reforms. Forum coordinator Bwana Mumba has expressed serious concern over the sector's financing, noting that a study commenced last year revealed an alarming and difficult to understand financial situations, especially regarding commercial activities and funding flows intended to advance the sector. Mrs. Mumba stressed that progress depends on collective efforts, particularly as funding from international partners on who the sector heavily rely is at risk.
Financing, I think we really, I beg the members of parliament, you really need to raise the executive. Our sustainable services are under threat. Last year we commissioned a study on the performance of under the SNDP was terrible, and we couldn't understand why. And the commercial utilities are the heart. They are the vehicle on which, this is the vehicle that is supposed to get us to 2030, and it is struggling. And now it is plain. And I can hypothesize again that some of the numbers that we see, there are numbers that are done by NGOs.
Meanwhile, Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary Ramos Kamanga highlighted WASH as a fundamental pillar of sustainable development, public health, economic stability, and social well-being in Zambia.
Effective service delivery requires strongly stressive support, community engagement, and multi-sector partnerships. Over the coming days,